Well, recently, the Nebraska Eight-Man Football Coaches Association released that there will be two coaches and 10 players who will be named to the 2024 Eight-Man Football Hall of Fame. They'll be inducted during ceremonies to be held on Saturday, June 15th in Hastings. Among the players that will be introduced into this year's Hall of Fame is Anselmo Myrna grad Matt McGinn, and he joins us on the phone to talk about this special honor. Mr. McGinn, congratulations. I'm sure it was a thrill when you got the call saying that you would be going into the Eight-Man Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Brent. Speechless. I think speechless is the first thing that comes to mind. I mean, if you kind of go back since they started this, and you go back and look at some of the, you know, some of the big names and a lot of the, you know, the great players and great coaches that are already in there, it's actually just kind of mind-blowing that I made it, that I had the phone call. So just grateful. I mean, it's been, I tell people since the phone call, just the flood of memories from playing and then going in and coaching and just all of the years of experience and, you know, just around eight-man football, just crazy. So very happy and so thank you.
Matt, you've played the sport, you've coached the sport. What is it about the sport of football that you love so much?
I think I've always told people, I think it's the greatest sport ever to build young men into being, to teach young men about life. I think it's the game in itself, the mental toughness, the learning to work on a team, building relationships. And then I think what's great about football, Brent, is learning to deal with adversity. And I think at a high school level, that is unique because I think it puts players in a somewhat safe environment where you can learn to adapt and overcome adversity, whether that be in practice, competition, or out on the field during a game. And you know as well as I do, announcing football games, the adversity, the momentum, the changes that happen every minute, every quarter is just crazy. And just learning to adapt to that, to me, is a sport that just teaches you so much about life and how to move on and, you know, become a great, great human being.
Matt, when you played the game, you played up front. You played in the trenches. You were there on the offensive line. You were on the defensive line. My question is, was there one side of the ball that you enjoyed more than the other? Was it offense or defense, or did you like them both?
Actually, Ben, I love both sides. And I think that's what's so unique. About eight-man football is you get that true Iron Man football where, you know, most kids are going to play both ways. And I think for me, just playing, just the whole aspect of playing on the offensive defensive line is so unique. The technique that's involved in it, a lot of people, for most people, kind of goes unnoticed. But when you've coached it and then when you play it, and it's a unique position to play. I think it's unique because it's a position that if you're just willing to grind, a lot of times good things happen for you. And it just goes back to that mental toughness. But I to answer your question, I love both sides of it. Actually love the whole game, but I just enjoyed playing both sides, you bet.
Well, you knew that we weren't going to go through this without reminiscing a little bit. So let me ask you this. Is there a game or a moment, and you can give us more than one, that stands out as you kind of reflect on your playing career with this honor being bestowed upon you?
Well, I think first that comes to mind, Brent, is just I was very fortunate to play on a lot of great eight-man football teams at our school and then even into the eight-man All-Star game. And But I think going back to all of them, there's been so many great games, and I think the one that always stands out to our community is that, and the game that you announced, was the game against Northwood Scotia in the second round of the playoffs, and how that game came to be in the second round is just crazy. The amount of college football players that were on the field that day, truly amazing on both sides, for Northwood Scotia and for us. So that was a big-time game. I think a game that when it was over that we were fortunate to win kind of took our team to the next level and then ultimately led to us playing in the state championship game my senior year, which that in itself, Brent, was unique. That was the first year that the state championship game was played in Memorial Stadium. We were the first one of the first eight-man teams to play there. So, and that obviously, anytime you take a set of kids or you get the opportunity to play in Memorial Stadium, I mean, that's the highest honor anyone can have. So the memories of both playing there and then taking another set of kids and coaching in that in the same game was truly a blessing.
You talked about the fact that as a player, that was the first year that the state championship games were played in Lincoln. And it kind of leads me into this question. For that team, Matt, knowing that if you made it to the final, it would be in Lincoln, was that a motivating factor for that team, especially as you went through the playoffs?
Totally agree with that. Totally agree. I mean, that in itself just speaks volumes. I mean... when you get in the quarterfinals and semifinals, to know that, memory just comes to my mind when I coached the team that we took in 2014 when we played Maxwell in the semifinals. It was cold. I think it was around 10 degrees that night, and of course, you know, the small town football field, you know, the field was hard and not the best conditions for a grass field that time of year. But I remember telling the kids at halftime that if you just give it everything you got, I will guarantee you, you will play on the best field surface ever in this next game. And so I think ultimately, yes, Brad, that's the biggest motivation. I was thrilled, when the NSAA decided to move it down there. I know there's been talk over the years of maybe moving into a different location or going back. Well, we experienced that during the COVID where we went back to the hometown field. And that in itself is unique, those big games on a small field. But the ultimate goal of playing at Memorial Stadium and all the rich history that's involved around Nebraska football, I mean, it just speaks for itself.
Yeah. You mentioned the North Loop Scotia game, and I did have the wonderful honor of doing the play-by-play of that game. I still have the cassette tape of it, Matt, but I can't find a cassette player to play it back anymore.
Oh, my God. I remember my mom and dad, I think, basically wore theirs out themselves, playing it over and over in our house. And I think there's quite a few community members that would say the same thing. I've had a lot of people say over the years, Brent, that was probably in their top 10 games, or one of their top 10 games of all time. Quite a deal. Awesome game. Awesome game. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, and it was Halloween, right?
It was Halloween.
That's what I, Oh, man. What a great game. Well, hey, man, I know you're busy. Thank you very much for taking the time to reminisce with us a little bit. And congratulations on a well-deserved honor.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brent. Thank you for covering all the games when I played and when I coached. It's always been a wonderful time to visit with you and do the interviews. And just thank you.
All right. Thank you, Matt.